Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies as well as news from Indian Country. Tim Fontaine has worked for Aboriginal Peoples Television Network's National News and was the lead reporter for CBC Indigenous News. However, he decided to walk away from those places and start something new. Thus, Walking Eagle News was born. A member of the Saking First Nation in Manitoba, Fontaine grew up mainly on the Hollow Water First Nation and in Winnipeg. He currently lives in Winnipeg, where he single-handedly invented and refined Indigenous journalism. A story from Fontaine recently caught the attention of Anishinaabe Radio News. Fontaine writes, "Dazed after it was criticized for its $5.6 million price tag, the Liberal government has announced that a skating rink on Parliament Hill will be melted and the water shipped to First Nations communities. Trudeau's government is turning reconciliation into reconciliation. However, it's unclear whether the water will be filtered before it's shipped." If the title, Walking Eagle News, didn't already give it away, hopefully this story snippet did. Fontaine has left the serious news journalism business to build Walking Eagle News, a satire news page similar to the Beaverton and the Onion. Fontaine, however, is adding an Indigenous twist. Recently interviewed by Rosanna Deerchild from Unreserved, found on the CBC network, Fontaine said, "We're not all the stoic people that you've seen. We're not the victims you see on TV. We're funny and humorous, and there's joy in our communities. We are reclaiming our place in this country, and humor is one way of doing that." Fontaine's recent headlines also include, "Assembly of First Nations annual Boys of Summer calendar misses printing deadline," and "Fire at Turkey Feather Headdress Plant Devastates Fake First Nations Community." Since launching the Walking Eagle News website, articles have been shared thousands of times on social media, and Fontaine says the reaction to the website has been overwhelmingly positive. "I've always considered myself humorous or kind of silly," Fontaine remarked, "so it was nice to actually break free and light my whole journalism career on fire with this site." Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.